You're listening to.
You're listening to.
The Homo Homie Podcast.
Representing, educating, and unifying our queer comunidad.
Also, a gay crash course 101 for the hetero. I'm your host, Eric V.
And I'm your co-host, Jose Resendez.
A fun kickback podcast for all our homo homies and raza.
We invite you to download, stream, and share
to find out what's good in the hood. And we are back. Hello and welcome to the Homo Homie Podcast. I'm your host, Eric B, also known as the Homo Homie.
And I'm your co-host, Jose Resendez.
Woohoo! We're finally here. Oh my God, we've been on a huge hiatus thanks to COVID. And, you know, we have been doing a lot of things in the background scenes of gearing up for season two.
Yes, right. But it feels good to be back. I love that we have these new microphones and new headsets, and we sound amazing.
Oh, yeah. And we want to actually thank everybody who has been keeping up with the podcast during the COVID situation and the quarantining and, you know, listening to our podcast, coming through the DMs of wanting to know when we're coming back and giving us really good feedback. So we're actually really excited for that and thankful for you guys doing that for us.
Yes, keeping up with the Homo Homies. Okay, that's what we're going to call the episode.
Like the Kardashians.
Oh, they got canceled.
Poor girls. Then they were making so much money too. But I think it's finally time for them to take a break.
I think like maybe after we do 20 seasons of the Homo Homie podcast, people will tell us to just kick
take
rocks.
A break. Then we'll have our own reality show after that. How about that? Yes, bitch. All right. And also, thank you guys so much for downloading, subscribing, streaming, sharing.
Yeah, it's really been keeping the momentum up, right? So we don't know what happened. We'll get into what happened between last season and this season and our hiatus break and, you know, the whole COVID situation.
The last time we recorded, it was like in March.
Yeah.
That was our last recording, physically together.
Yeah, exactly. But I think because a lot of people had time to listen to podcasts, mm-hmm. you know, during this quarantining and social distancing and all this, people had a time to discover us, especially on Apple Music and Spotify. And so we'll get into that later about, you know, all our achievements that we've had so far. But definitely always remember to download, subscribe, follow, stream, and share this podcast with your homo homies.
Yeah, and we actually tried OnlyFans. But nobody was naked, okay?
Yes. Well, I thought I was going to get naked, so I was like, oh, crap.
I was prepping. I was getting my girl before she shut down for a waxing on my goods, girl. My Brazilian wax.
You were getting your back wax.
Ew.
Oh,
no.
So yeah, we did have a situation where it wasn't a bad situation. It was that, as you know, season one and actually just the whole start of the podcast was through Club Cobra and Club Chico, a partnership that we had with them, which we love. Shout out to Marty and Julio.
Yep.
But speaking of OnlyFans, they actually set up an OnlyFans that is to help raise funds for the staff and crew and the entertainers, the DJs, the drag queens, and everybody for Club Cobra and Club Chico. So we were part of that for a little bit, trying to help them, you know, build momentum and get the buzz out there. So we did some special, rare episodes for OnlyFans. So if you really want to hear those, you got to go subscribe to Club Chico and Club Cobra's OnlyFans.
Yeah, and it's still there, and it helps to keep the clubs afloat still, you know, and keep them going. So that way we don't lose it, because we lost a lot of clubs during the...
Yeah, what are some of the ones that we lost?
We lost Rage. We lost Flaming Saddles or Blazing Saddles. That was also in West Hollywood. Club Cobra, you know, where we recorded at.
That's why now we're recording in my closet.
Actually, in his kitchen. And we also lost, I believe, the Gold Coast. So, yes. So many clubs have been closing down, including San Francisco. They lost the Eagle in San Francisco. Yeah, like, yeah. It's like a trickle effect, man. And everybody's just losing one venue at a time. And you know what? Talking about this list, adding on to that, I miss the clubs that we used to go to all the time. Circus, Arena. And we just lost those not too long ago as well. Especially when there are places the Latino community always used to gather, have fun, you know, just enjoy ourselves and have a great time listening to salsa, merengue, cumbia, and then hopping right over to banda and corridos and a drag show, all that fun stuff. And it's
So losing Cobra is not just losing another gay club. We're losing another Latino gay club.
Yeah.
And so those spaces are becoming less and less and less. So we need to be able to support. And not to mention all the employees that have lost their jobs, right?
Yeah.
I was reading a study the other day that there's 11 million people that identify as LGBT in our country, probably more by now. But 12% of those are actually unemployed. So that number has probably skyrocketed only because I realized that a lot of our LGBT community members, they actually work in hospitality.
And by supporting them and going to their websites or donating or at least contributing to something, a little something, not a lot, just a little.
Yeah, they're all doing something. They're either doing OnlyFans or Zoom parties or virtuals or Instagram lives or GoFundMes. Just go out there and support.
And then I remember one episode we recorded and I said, oh, Jose got really sick. He got a virus. And then you came back like, I wasn't sick, girl. I mean, I was, but it was just a cold. Turns out you actually got COVID.
Yeah. Which those situations are not related, by the way, because that was back in January. But
yeah.
So for those of you that don't know, I did end up getting COVID-19 and it was, you know, I don't know if I want to really get into it for this episode, maybe for a future episode, looking back at coronavirus. but I did get it, I would say like the week of Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sick for like 2 months or a month and a half, all the way to like past 4th of July. It was a really difficult time. And I'm not going to bullshit you guys. Like, it was really, really scary. My roommate got it. My other roommate got it. And yeah, I mean, my roommate ended up in a hospital. My other roommate like fought through it and I fought through it. And there was moments where I felt defeated. But thanks to a lot of you guys that follow me and a lot of my friends, and shout out to, you know, my friends like Michelle and Romina and Amanda. And they all just, you know, were sending me like food through Uber Eats. And
she was getting a lot of care packages.
Yeah, I was getting a lot of care packages and a lot of flowers from my friend Catherine. So shout out to everybody who kept me afloat and sent me positive vibes. It was actually really hard for me to share that on social media.
Yeah.
And then also I wanted to quickly shout out Somos Familia Valle, because they approached me and I had told Kevin, the founder of that organization, about my situation with COVID. And he just thought it was a good idea for me to share that during Pride Month with their group.
Yeah, so, and I'm glad you actually got over it. You defeated it, you know, and I hit you up through the DMs and through also texting and calling and just keeping up with you and making sure that you're okay and always asking about your roommates too. So, you know, I'm really grateful that you are here with me recording and we're back together and you are germ free.
Yes. So what have you been up to?
Me? Oh my God. Well, before the whole situation happened with the quarantining, I was supposed to host a straight club and I was really looking forward to that in March. It was on St. Patty's Day. And you know me, I'm always with my straight family, friends, homeboys, you know, whatnot.
Who doesn't like a straight boy?
Okay.
Actually, did that straight boy Ivan hit you back up?
Oh my God, shut up. Well, he did, just to say, what's up? It was good meeting you, but that's about it.
What if he hears this podcast?
I don't know. He's probably going to laugh.
Okay, so we're contemplating on whether we should have an episode that's dedicated to this obsession of gay men or just queer people that have an obsession with hooking up or messing with or bagging or whatever you want to call it with straight men.
Exactly. Yeah. And we've always been curious to find out like why and where it goes and how it goes and when you want to like do something with a straight guy, should you do it?
Well, why not?
Well, it's tempting.
But I think we're going to save that for a future episode.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I really want to know about that topic, not to go too much deep into it, but once a straight guy messes with a gay guy, does that straight guy become gay? Like, are they now labeled as gay? Were they not straight this whole time? Mm-hmm. Because if they were really straight, then they would have never gone there no matter what.
Well, it all depends, actually. Just
dun, 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 stay tuned. Don't say no more.
All right. That's the next episode for another day. And anyways, I was supposed to do the straight club. It didn't fall through because everybody had to shut down, go under quarantine. That was that. And then thankfully, you know, like I was still working at the time, and then we got shut down for a short period of time, about 2.5 months, and then we reopened back up. Thank you. And we did the to-go services for a short time, and now we moved everything outside, so everything's outside dining. So I was like, oh, and it was a hassle to like adjust. I had to wear a mask. My uniform is all black. I'm a server, by the way, so I work at a restaurant, and so.
Well, black is slimming.
Right?
But you're outdoors.
In a heat wave when you're
heat
like...
Heat waves.
Exactly. In the middle of summer. And
everything's on fire.
Everything's on fire. And I live next to the mountains.
Your ass is on fire.
My building was almost on fire. Girl, I had my arm hair singed. It was like, what the fuck? But anywho, like our restaurant is right next to the mountains. And there was the fires there too. And ash falling everywhere. Yeah. And people would still come out to eat in the ashes. Like, what are you doing?
Well, you're serving. You're open.
Exactly. But who wants ashy food? Well, I'm not setting the example. They're the one that's setting the example for themselves. They want to inhale smoke and dust. That's their own prerogative, okay?
Mm-hmm. You were low-key serving the dust. But yeah, I mean, so much went down. But we did have a lot of good things that happened.
Yes.
Regardless... Or how they say in Miami, irregardless.
Yeah, we managed to make things happen, even though we're still on hiatus. Yeah. I mean, we're doing things on the side. Like, we had been featured in LA Times. Yes. We did a drinking card game with Tragos.
That was for Pride Month. We collaborated with them.
That was awesome. A lot of fun.
And also with Loco Ninja, LGBT rapper out of New York.
Mm-hmm.
We also got interviewed by Hits 101. Shout out to Ish.
Hey, Ish.
That was fun. That was... He interviewed a series of LGBT influencers and tastemakers, and we were lucky and blessed to be part of that. We were also featured in the Blade Queerty. They did a Q&A with us, which was really fun. It's actually in our link in bio, if you guys can check it out. It's a fun Q&A about me and Eric. It gets personal. Not that personal, but like, what's your favorite color?
It's like that 21 questions where they do for the Vogue or thing, something like
That's like 70 questions.
Yeah, 70 questions. And I also did the Black Lives Matter march protest, which was actually the All Black Lives Matter. That's including our transgender siblings. And it was
controversy around that because it was like Pride, LA Pride.
It was supposed to be a Pride event for LA, and then
like the one that happens in WeHo.
Yes, well, the one that happens in WeHo, and the one that happens like in Long Beach and stuff like that. So a lot of Prides got canceled because again the quarantine.
Right.
And it so happened to be the LA Pride that got canceled, which turned into the All Black Lives Matter movement, and there was a controversy because people didn't check in with the Black Lives Matter movement community.
Right, right. So I'm glad that they were able to integrate the Black community, and they had some Black leaders involved
in the big turnout.
Everybody was there. Megan Thee Stallion.
Common. Tiffany Haddish.
Didn't you meet Lance Bass?
Yes, I got a picture with him. I was like, oh my God, he's here at Rocco's. Ah.
Yeah.
He's super handsome too.
Actually, that event that you attended, the All Black Lives Matter March, that was a prime example of all of these identities coming together to support a cause, right? I mean, mm-hmm. it was the intersectionality of people. Like, you have people from all walks of life, whether it was middle class to celebrity rich status.
Yeah,
you had white people. What kind of people you saw there?
You had the ghetto there. You had everybody from the Bay. Everybody was there to support, uplift, and just encourage and be a part of the movement and be woke about it and what's up with the Black community and why they're so ostracized, especially when it was pertaining to our transgender Black community.
Right. And also, people were saying on social media that Pride was canceled. I think that they were referring to the actual parades and the concerts and the block parties and what we're used to, right? Like the floats with the gay twinks and their underwear.
Everybody shirtless.
Yeah, and all the sponsors that come once a year, you know?
Yeah, but you know what? It actually wasn't, because we found a way to be resilient, come up from the ashes of this pandemic, and use virtual reality. We had Zoom meetings. We had Skype prides. We had live Instagram prides, Facebook prides. Like, it was everywhere. And it actually felt more encompassing because you had the whole world joining in on that movement. You know what I mean?
Right. And if anything, these Black Lives Matter marches were the true essence of what Pride is, right? Because we've talked about how Pride got started.
Mm-hmm.
It started with
the Stonewall riots, and then, you know, going for there with Marsha P. Johnson and Sylvia Rivera, and especially when it's LGBTQ History Month in October, and we just finished Latinx Heritage Month,
right?
Or Hispanic Heritage Month. But all in all, it was well worth it, and I'm glad I was a part of that experience. And I encourage, if you have not been to a march or a protest, do it. Because you will feel 100% better, and you'll just have a more in-depth understanding of what you're doing and making a difference.
Yeah, what the fight is for.
Yeah.
We've been up to a lot. You were also featured on a podcast.
Yeah, my homegirl, Sammy Joe the Fox. What up?
So we were all over the place. I think it's because season one was lit. Like, it was our first season. We did 21 episodes. I know we're about to recap season one, like the highs. But I think that because of everything that that went down and how much networking, community building we did, we got all these opportunities that we're so thankful for.
Yeah. So we can't wait for you guys to hear what we have in store for season two. So yes, we're going to take a little break. We're going to come back and we're going to let you know what's going on. You're listening to the Homo Homie Podcast. All right. I hope you guys had a little time to get a little coffee break and get something to drink real quick and wet your lips, because we are about to recap season one.
Yeah, season one was awesome. What were some of your favorite moments from season one? We had a lot.
There was a lot. So there was a lot of episodes that we did. There was that episode with Jose Aviles. They made an impact by singing. Oh my God, that was amazing. I won't forget it. It was very cultural, from the heart, very motivating.
Yeah, Sonal Guana is definitely somebody that I love following, especially when we did that episode with them.
And then we had the other episode with Yossi Rey and his story about being undocumented, living with his grandmother, how they had to struggle and, you know, live in a household, a small little household.
He did poetry reading.
Yeah, he did a poetry reading. It was very really powerful.
And also, Daryl Stevens was probably my favorite.
Yes, from Noah's Ark.
Yeah, because Noah's Ark is something that means a lot to me. And it's really, really, really like a piece of my... It's like a part of the fabric of who I am, because that was a show I related so much to. And I learned so much about just general like gay culture, you know, especially someone that was growing up like in the type of household that I grew up in, and in Texas, and then moving to Miami and all that. Noah's Ark was something that really hit home. And I always look up to Patrick Ian Polk, who's the one that created Noah's Ark, and Daryl Stevens for he's the one that plays Noah.
And that was a breakthrough show because it actually featured people of color who were queer, who represented, you know, us, a different side of the community. And that was actually really cool to see.
We also had a lot of advocacy topics. We had Santana on that talked about body positivity,
about his story. His story was so cute.
That was probably an episode that made me cry.
Yes, with the Valentine's thing. It reminded me of The Simpsons where Lisa comes in, I choose you, and she rips it up or something. he got his heart broken.
We had Nel Peralta, who is a life coach, and gave us a lot of tips and advice on how to get our shit together.
Yeah, you know? Basically, and just learn how the ins and outs of being mentally aware of shit that we do, and also to like de-stress, declutter our minds, and then write them down, write a journal.
And by the way, Nell started his own podcast. It's called Poplosophy, where he dissects music. So he'll pick a song for each episode, and he'll go into the deep meanings of what the lyrics mean.
Yes, get it now. Woo, woo, woo.
We also had David Rios.
Yes, we had David. That's my boy. / my girl. Who taught us about realty, starting the new year, feng shui, and rearranging your furniture, giving a good vibe rather than a negative vibe. And it was actually really helpful. And he actually talked a lot about his story and his struggle growing up and dealing with stuff in his life.
I felt like he gave good financial tips too.
Yeah. Oh, a lot of good financial tips. So if you ever need somebody with some like good, like, you know, If you need somebody who's looking for a house or a home, especially within the queer community, Dave is your go-to. He's not only an interior designer, he's also a realtor. So he'll help you right out.
Yeah, or he'll put you in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of learning, we also learned a lot about the different communities, especially marginalized communities. We learned a lot about the trans community. We had
Blossom Brown, who was on CNN, who was at that I believe it was the first gay
town hall.
Yeah, and that was actually really controversial. She's the one that spoke her mind, got that mic, and was, "How come you don't have any transgender queer people of color?" Blah, 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 blah. And she kept going, and that was a great moment. So there is a lot of controversy over that, but she brought her story with us. She shared it. And we're starting to learn more about our trans community.
Yes, because even I always say this, even though we are part of the LGBTQ plus community, we don't really know everything. Just because we're gay doesn't mean we know everything.
True.
So she has been a huge resource for us. And she did that special episode for Martin Luther King Day. We also learned a lot about the undocumented.
Yeah, undocumented gay community. So that's another story in itself. And
we had Edwin Sotos for that.
Yeah, and that was good. And we talked about the different relationships that are out there.
Like interracial relationships.
Interracial, yeah. That was really controversial. So, and then we also had a little bit about gay parenting life, adoption with Tony Vicious, and how he went through his struggles trying to adopt the kids with his partner. So...
yeah, there's a lot of hoops and obstacles that gay men have to go through, whether it's adopting or trying to have a surrogate mother or something like that, you know, through legally, through the hospital, and, you know, just family drama. So definitely check out that episode. It was actually episode one.
An update on that episode. They got the kids. Yay. They finally got the kids. So we were really excited. We posted that on social media, and we were happy to see them finally being a legit family.
Yeah, they were always a legit family.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad that that was all resolved.
Mm-hmm. And then we had open relationships.
I think that was our most popular episode, only because there was just so many opinions.
That was our Valentine's Day episode, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And that was with
Carlos and Joseph.
Yes, from Homo AF.
Yes.
And they came through. They gave us cute little stickers. And
we did a giveaway.
Yeah, we did the giveaway. And they also like shared how their relationship works in an open relationship. So if you guys are ever like wanting to know what it's like to be in an open relationship or how people handle it, they are the perfect example. Because they had like real talk with us, like legit straight talk. And they didn't sugarcoat anything. They didn't hold back.
And another interesting dynamic as far as relationships and preferences and things like that is we had Diosa, Diosa Femme from Locatora Radio.
I love her. I so love her. She is so adorable.
Did she answer all your bisexual fantasy questions?
I'm not bisexual. But yeah, she did answer some of those bisexual questions. And she actually broke it down for us by, you know what? Bisexuality is bisexuality. It's not one or the other, more less than. It just is what it is.
Well, the thing is that not a lot of people believe in bisexuality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they think that it's just a phase.
It's not. It's just what you choose and how you choose it. And it's who you get along with at the end of the day.
Yeah.
That's what it was all about in reality.
Yeah. I think also a huge takeaway that I had from season one overall is that, as everybody knows my story, I moved here from Miami and I've been here, what, like 2 years now, two and a half years. I don't know if this year counts because it was pandemic year.
Well, you're from Texas, then you went to Florida, and now you came to LA.
Yeah. So I've been dabbling.
She's been around.
like I've experienced nightlife in, you know, Texas and New York and Miami.
Yeah.
And so to come here and to be part of a podcast that had an association with Club Cobra and Club Chico. And then we also had like episodes about Scum Nightlife. We also interviewed some drag queens that those episodes are being re-recorded. It was like a crash course on LA nightlife.
So yeah.
I did a lot of networking and shout out to everybody who has followed me from that scene.
I showed you around, girl.
I took you to around
every
the block.
Club out there, from the IE to the WeCo. So you got familiarized with what's going on in LA and the gay culture club scene, which was cute.
And thanks to season one, we were also on TV. Yeah. We were on the Q Agenda. We did a special episode with them regarding what we were doing for the community and providing a platform and a voice for queer Latinos. So that aired on LA TV.
Which is hosted by our boy, Enrique Sapene.
Yeah, we were also nominated for an award for the Blade Awards. You were up for like best personality. What's the category called?
Oh my God, I blanked out.
I think it was like best media personality. And yes. Our boy, Enrique Sapene, probably beat you.
Yeah. He did, didn't he? Oh my God, I forgot about that.
We were also part of a trans film campaign for a film called Everybody Changes from Panama. They were actually in the running for a couple of Academy Awards and, you know, the different Hollywood awards that were out there. And me and Roman were super blessed to be part of their marketing team. And we were able to integrate the podcast. And we even hosted a dinner.
Yeah, you did a screening and then we had the dinner, right? Yes. Because I went to that. That was amazing.
With Carmen Carrera.
Yes. Yeah. That was so much fun. And we saw
And we invited a couple of people.
Yeah, like Tony Drex and Melissa B. Fierce.
Yeah. So hopefully soon we'll have them all on the podcast. And shout out to Roman because he's also going to be helping us along for season two.
Yes, he is still with us.
Yeah. He's still with us. He survived COVID.
Thanks, girl. Thanks for keeping up with us, keeping up with the homos.
Yeah. So, man, we did so much. People are probably getting bored of us talking about it.
I know. It's crazy when you look back at things that you've done and then you put it all out on paper. It's like, God dang. Yes. I did all that in like what, 4 or 6 months?
Yeah, media kit and sponsorship kit coming soon. But yeah, speaking of that, we also wanted to just toot our horn a little bit more because we're so happy and thrilled that we surpassed 10,000 downloads.
Yay!
People are always wondering, like, how many people listen to your podcast? And I'm like, 10,000 people. We also surpassed 1,000 followers on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And with all these numbers, we were able to rank in some countries. What are some of our top countries?
We had, well, US is one of them, USA. And then you have the UK. And then you have Canada. And then you have Mexico and España.
Yes. And we also ranked in, so those were the countries that most of our listeners come from. Those were like the top five countries where the people are tuning in from. But there was also some countries like we had some in Australia. We had like France. We had Brazil, Portugal, where some of our episodes were ranking in the charts.
Yeah. So
like, for example, the episode about open relationships, that was like in the sexuality charts of like France. I was like, what the hell?
We're actually pretty taken back because we didn't realize how like people were actually listening in those countries. It's like, wow, they're actually listening. Yeah. They're probably like under their covers incognito.
I don't think it's that bad. But yeah, so that's all season one.
Mm-hmm.
We're officially closing that chapter. And now we're opening chapter two.
Season two, here we come. And we are going to let you know what's coming up for season two after this break. And we are done with that break. So we want to talk about season two. What are we doing? What's happening? What are you expecting? What are we expecting for ourselves? And what do we want? And what are we looking for?
Well, I know that for us, we have all these new bells and whistles.
Yeah. Speaking about bells and whistles, I invested into this podcast. So after, you know, the whole thing with Cobra and losing the venue, I mean, where were we going to record? Like, okay, so What do I need?
But so those unemployment checks came into handy.
And let me tell you what we did. I went to go buy a Rodecaster Pro. Shout out to Rode. And then I got myself a laptop. Finally, I'm a Mac user.
Yay, finally.
I know. This one's always bagging on me because I don't have an iPhone and I have Android.
We got new microphones, new headphones. We got all the equipment. We even got like ring lights, green lights.
a green screen. Yep. And we also have a new logo.
So by now you probably have already seen our new logo. So shout out to
Zoe, my boy Zoe, well, DJ Zoe or Alonzo Barbosa for hooking us up with the logo and getting that done. We love it. I'm excited. And
I think the new logo really represents who we are, especially after learning everything that went down with season one.
Well, we have the pride colors on there and also the brown pride colors on there. So,
yeah. So we are going to tag Zoe in the graphics.
And also we took photos, new photos. That was actually pretty hard and pretty interesting, but they came out cute. I'm like, hey, thank you, Mike.
There's nothing a little Photoshop won't help.
So shout out to...
Yeah, shout out to Mike. We're going to tag Alonzo and Mike in our post so you guys can check out their work and hire them. But yeah.
All we need is like merch. So like t-shirts, beanies, jock straps. I don't know.
No, I think we should do some t-shirts. Mm-hmm. Maybe just one t-shirt or something like that.
How about stickers?
I definitely want stickers. So I'm just putting it out into the universe. Anybody want to hook us up with stickers, we're down.
Okay, we'll shout you out.
Yeah, so now we have this new format that we're going to be trying through Zoom, trying to do these virtual interviews.
Yeah, that's the new thing that's going on, and everybody's doing Zoom interviews because they're still keeping the social distance going, and we're learning all about that. I'm actually learning about that because I'll be doing the editing to this stuff. Yes. But it's so crazy. I love it. It's like, oh my God, I can do this and I can do that. And I edited this and I edited that.
Well, one thing we can do now also is integrate audio from some of our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a special new feature.
Yes. So if you go to the link in our bio, our link tree, you'll find there that we have a call-in feature where you can leave a voicemail. So drop us a line. Say, what's up?
Yeah, we're calling it the homie hotline.
The homie hotline. And you might be featured on one of our episodes.
Yeah, so click the link in our bio. It's a link tree and you will access the voicemail feature.
And on that link tree, we also have Twitter. So we're going to be using Twitter a lot more.
Yes. Follow us on Twitter.
And we have Facebook. El Facebook.
So yeah, follow us on Twitter and Facebook because we're also going to be starting to engage more on those platforms as well.
And with that being said, we just want to know your opinions, guys. Like, hit us up and let us know who should we have on. What topics do we need to talk about? What are your innermost secret desires? Should we ASMR? Should we have an ASMR episode? Or
maybe a Drag Race episode review episode?
Yes. Or maybe a Dracula episode.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that for season two, we're going to have some interesting guests on. I don't really want to unveil anything right now, so you have to stay tuned. But yeah, if you have a suggestion, as always, drop us a line, DM us. Or if you want to be interviewed for the podcast and you have an interesting story or topic, please hit us up because we're actually still recording season two.
Mm-hmm.
So two things that we also have coming up that we are involved with is the Hispanicized Unidos Together Virtual Summit, which is on October 15th.
Mm-hmm.
It's the finale of Hispanic Heritage Month or Latinx Heritage Month. We're so proud to be marketing partners with them. And we also have collaborated with Drag Bootcamp LA, which mm-hmm. is part of the WALL organization. And that information is all on our Instagram. And that is a Zoom meetup that we're doing on October 17th. So make sure to check out both organizations. We're just super proud to be able to partner with community leaders.
And speaking about community leaders, right now we're coming close to the elections, which are on November 4th. So make sure you are getting up to date with your candidates, with your props, and submit your vote. Make that vote either by mail or going to the voting polls. Because
I know you like going to the poll.
Shut up. Making it rain. Hey.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure by the time you hear this, it's probably late to register. I'm not sure. But if you haven't registered to vote, it's never too late.
It makes a difference. Right now, we need to change more now than ever before. So, like Jose said, register to vote, go to those polls, and let's make a difference.
Yes. Don't let this election fly by.
Okay.
See what I did there? Fly by.
Oh my God, those memes kills me.
Yeah, guys. So, all in all, remember to keep downloading us, subscribing, streaming, sharing the podcast.
You can find us
on social media.
Yeah, you can always find us at the Homo Homie Podcast.
And use hashtag Homo Homies just in case you don't tag us, or if you're using it in your photos, if you're out and about, or if you're with your Homo Homies, please feel free to use hashtag Homo Homies. That hashtag is for you guys. We encourage you guys to use it.
Yeah, you're part of the crew. Why not? Baby boo. All right, guys. And as always, Thanks to my co-host. We're back, girl. Oh my God.
And all right, don't cry.
And wonderful episodes. No, I'm not crying, girl. I'm crying for so much emotion. And I just wanted to say, you know, also thank you to you, the listeners, for keeping, you know, up with us and just supporting us and finding out what we got going on. Because, you know, like I say, you always got to be good or be good at it. But be safe. Bye.
Bye, guys.